You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Worship you. We thank you for this time to be able to praise you. We thank you for this time to be able to submit ourselves to you, to say thank you. Welcome to Thank You, Jesus. Amen. You are blessed. Come into the house of Thank You, Jesus. Come into the house of Thank You, Jesus. Come into the house of Thank You, Jesus. You are blessed. Hallelujah. We changed up a little bit today. Amen. But listen, I think that one of the learning lessons in this is always to be able to flow with the Holy Spirit, amen? Always being able to adjust and being flexible to the new thing that he is doing, that never are we cleaving to what we love and what we want and how we want it more than we are cleaving to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And sometimes he may even do a little checky check in. Come on, somebody. He may do a little checky check in. Even the things that he promised you. Even the things that he answered, prayers that he answered, we are not to cling and cleave to those things. And not even the talents and the gifts. Come on, somebody. We are to cling to more than God. And he will do a little checky check. Come on. What you talking about, Pastor Mika? How you know he's going to do a checky check? Because he did. It's in the Bible. Is in the Bible, okay? You go to Genesis, amen, and you see him doing a little chicky chick with Abraham. Mm-hmm. Come on, somebody. He did a little chicky check with Abraham. He did a chicky check with the very thing that, Abraham didn't even pray for Isaac. Abraham didn't even pray for that thing. We don't read it in scripture that Abraham prayed it. He came to Abraham and said, listen, I'm giving you, come on, I'm making you a father of many nations. Ooh, I hear the Holy Spirit already. I hear the Holy Spirit already. I hear the Holy Spirit already. What is God coming to us, coming to you and saying, listen, son, listen, daughter, I'm making you into, come on, I'm making you into greatness. I'm making you into CEO. I'm making you into leader. I'm making you into boss. I'm making you into peace. I'm making you into, come on. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, we need to just open our hearts, extend our hands. If you was watching me right now, my hands are like reached to the heavens. Amen. And say, I'm receiving what you are making me into. Not what I'm trying to make myself into. Thank you. So even when he came to Abraham and said, I'm making you a father of many nations, amen. And listen, he was speaking to Abraham things that are called impossible. Let God whisper the sweet impossibilities to you because they are possibilities to him. And if God said they're possibilities, who are we? Who are we to say no? Who are we? Who are we to say, well, God, I mean, you know, because you know what I've been through and you know what my family is and who my family is and what you, and you know, and we like to give the rundown. No, Let's stop that. Let's stop trying to meet God at like a God level, at a head level. Come on, at a leader level. Okay, but no. Let's stop that and slow it down to, okay. Yes, Lord. I receive, Lord. I'm reminded even of Jesus when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. I mean, we already flowing. Okay, this wasn't what I was expecting, but we already flowing. We flowing with the Holy, the Holy Spirit. Oh, Kareboshia, thank you for your presence, Lord. When Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he didn't spend too much time on his will. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we just praise right now? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. See, we got to humble ourselves. Even in this platform, right, we got to always being ever so sensitive. I know where we left off in the story. I know where we left off. But see, the Holy Spirit is just even leading us to humbling ourselves that we're in the presence of God. We're in the presence of God. And right now I'm reminded of how, like, or I can hear somebody that's very much in the natural be like, I'm here. I don't see nothing. I don't hear nothing. But that's why we have to quiet and still our natural selves, our natural senses. Bible talks about how God, he'll move or he'll speak in a still small voice, in a still small place. We got to catch him. We got to become more aware and cognizant. Oh, that's the same word. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Come on, y'all. Come on. Come on, because we don't need me. We don't need a man right now, God. We need you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. Some of us, one of us, maybe it's just me. We need a refuge. Come on, somebody. Let this be our refuge. Arebashia. Let this be our shelter, the secret place. Amen. The Bible says in Psalms 91 that he who dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Hallelujah. It's our refuge. That it's our escape from all the noise and all the news and all the fears and all the scares and all the things that we know and things that we don't know, amen, and the stuff that we know that we wish we didn't know, amen, hallelujah. But let this be a place of refuge that we can present ourselves to God, that when we show up, trust and believe he answers, and trust and believe he speaks, and trust and believe he moves, that as we are right here, he's moving on our behalf, amen, at home or at the job or in our families or in those desires that's on your heart, or in moving and I'm hearing the word like manifestation, manifesting, amen, the intangible that's in our, in the earthly realm, bringing from the heavenly realm to the earthly realm. Come on, somebody say heaven on earth. I still know where we left off. This is how we know it's the Holy Spirit. I know we left off with Jesus praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. Ooh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I pray any and all that's under the sound of my voice right now, I pray that you are joining in with me as we worship. There is such a power in worship. I hear the Holy Spirit saying there's a key in worship. There's a key in our worship. There's an access code in our worship. While we're worshiping, there's an access code. Amen. Hallelujah. There's a PIN number. Come on, somebody. How do you gain access to funds that's in your bank account with a PIN number? How do you gain access? Amen. Hallelujah. You need a key. You need a code. Come on, somebody. I'm hearing the Lord today tell us that in our worship is the key to open doors that we've been knocking on. Doors, I hear doors that's even invisible. Doors that man don't even know exist. Opportunities that man does not even know about. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 The Bible tells us that we don't know how we are to pray. And that's why one of the reasons why we need the Holy Spirit, because we don't know how we ought to pray. And I'm being even told and reminded by the Holy Spirit right now that we don't know, amen, what we need in any given moment. And what we think we need is not always what we need. Amen. And the Holy Spirit knows what is needed. And so when we enter in the Spirit, amen, it is important to allow the Holy Spirit to lead us into, hallelujah, it is important that we surrender and submit to the teachings, amen, and the leadings, amen, of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, someone. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah, someone. See, we as man can go even into spiritual things with a haughty mindset, leaning on our own intelligence and our own studying, amen, and our own this and that. Come on, somebody. When sometimes God simply uses what's deemed foolish to men to confound the wise. What's deemed foolish to men, amen, is the very medicine, the very antidote. Uh-huh. Because the Bible tells us that spiritual things are not discerned by the natural. Come on. And so sometimes, amen, hallelujah, God may interrupt the signal of wise talk, wise speech, and scholarly speech, and theological speech, amen, to just a simple hallelujah, hallelujah, right? Amen, because it's that secret place. He's calling it that's the secret place. Come on, that's the clue, amen, to getting your breakthrough in the clue. Amen. Come on, somebody, to be receiving your blessing in the clue. Come on, to your miracle, your sign and your wonder in the clue to a mind renewal and transformation in your clue. Come on, somebody, hallelujah, to great shifts. Amen. Paradigm shifts. Hallelujah. With a simple hallelujah. Now the question is, do you believe? Do you believe in the power of hallelujah, Lord, we love you. Do you believe in the power of God? Hallelujah. Do you believe that He is able? Hallelujah. Do you believe He is able to deal with that thing that you've been dealing with for years? Do you believe that He is able? Do you believe that He is God? Where are all our Christians that's believing God for His miracles, signs, and wonders in this day? I hear the Holy Spirit. Do you believe that He is still able to raise the dead? Do you believe? Hallelujah. Do you believe that He is able to unlock some things that's been locked up for a long time? Do you believe that He is your rescuer? Do you believe that He is your provider? Do you believe that He is providing for you right now? Do you believe Do you believe that he speaks and you don't need a prophet or a pastor for him or an apostle? Come on, for him to speak to you right in your home, right in your living room, right through the TV, right in your kitchen, right in your heart, right in your belly. Do you believe? Hallelujah. Do you believe that he is able to heal sick bodies? Maybe it's your body that's sick. Do you believe? Ah! Hallelujah. I hear the Holy Spirit. Do you believe that he is able, come on, to resurrect your business? Do you believe that he is able to build your business? Do you believe that is it? Yes, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Do you believe that he is the carpenter? Come on, building, hallelujah, in those desolate places of your life, in your heart, come on, in your mind, come on, do you believe? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Rekadabashia. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, y'all. Thank you, Jesus. Join me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This is me knowing in discerning that the Spirit is here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Remember, we said Jesus being in the garden praying, amen? And I want to turn to that. I want to talk about Jesus. Come on, somebody. I want to talk about Jesus because it's in Jesus we live, and it's in Jesus that we move, and it's in Jesus that we have our being. Amen. Come on, somebody. It is in Jesus that we have our way. It's in Jesus that we know the way. It's in Jesus that we have our truth. It's in Jesus that we are conformed to the truth and transformed, amen, hallelujah, to that of the world. It's in Jesus, amen, that every knee bows. It's in Jesus. I see like handcuffs coming off and shackles coming off. It's in Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. 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 Matthew 26, verse 36. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we I want to make you guys aware of something, as I am made aware of it by the Holy Spirit, that even my natural, my fleshly self, amen, my natural self amen, is made aware of, oh, wait, I need to, like, I need to preach a sermon and give a word and break the word down and serve it up, amen, on a silver platter, amen, and make it sound all nice and articulate and intelligent and the wisest of the wisest, amen, hallelujah, come on, somebody. And God said, Now, what about if in these 50 minutes, all we did was say, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. What if all we did was that? That's us. You know what that is? You know what that looks like? That's us believing in the power of God, not in the power of man. Come on, somebody. That's us assuming the position of God and not that of man. Come on, somebody. I'm reminded of Jesus Christ who assumed a weak position according to man. Come on the cross, dying on the cross. But that was his power. That was God's power. That was the way of God's power being made known. So power according to man and power according to God does not look the same. When man thinks power, we think strong, mighty, like again, wise and articulate and you know, the greatest of great, the top of your intelligence. And God may choose to confound that sometimes with a simple praise, with a simple hallelujah. Because I want you to see my glory. And I want you to hear my message. And I want you to learn my power. That all we gotta do is submit. All we gotta do is present ourselves. All we gotta do is show up to God. Just our mere showing up. That I can just show up and be silent, even with the narrative running still playing on the inside of what's going on and why is this going on and how long this has been going on, but just showing up and trusting that in my silence, God, you already know what I need. You already know what I've been through. You already know who I am. Matter of fact, you know who I am. According to the fullness of your will and your plan and your purpose for me, and I don't even know. So why don't I just shut up and shut up and shut up and shut up? So I can learn how to experience your glory daily. So I can drink your living water daily. So I can experience your daily bread daily. So I can now enter into that my daily is your miracle signs and wonders, so that I can become sensitive to you in your miracle signs and wonders, in the moving of the Holy Spirit, and not sensitive to what somebody said or what somebody didn't say, and not sensitive to what happened, and not sensitive to what's going on, and not sensitive to where I am right now, and this is not where I want to be, and this is not what I want to be doing, and not sensitive to earthly things. But how about we get sensitive to heavenly things? Sensitive to spiritual things. I'm not giving no long, drawn out narrative trying to defend why I'm feeling a certain type of way and why I got a certain type of attitude. And And I'm no longer defending and holding on to a narrative to keep me out of blessing, or keep me out of believing, keep me out of walking by faith. Now, I know where we are still, the Garden of Gethsemane. Maybe this is the conversation that we're having in the Garden of Gethsemane. Maybe we in the Garden of Gethsemane right now. Somebody say, I'm in the Garden of Gethsemane right now. Come on. Come on. I need this meeting place with you right now so that I can go out and do what you're calling me to do. So that I can go out and do what you're calling me to do. Okay, let's read it. So I can go out and do what you're calling me to do. So I can go out and do what you're calling me to do. That even in the face of, I'm reminded of Jesus. Okay, no, let's read it. Let's read it. Let's read it. Mika, come on, come on, come on, Mika. Let's read it. Let's read it. Somebody say, let's read it. All right, let's go. Let's go. I'm reading out of the King James. What we got? What we got? We got 20 minutes. Let's read. Come on, y'all. Y'all with me? Come on. Hallelujah. When two or more of us are gathered, guess who's in the midst? Jesus. Hey, what you say? What you say? What you say? It's Jesus. Okay. Then cometh Jesus. What's up, Jesus? I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. All right, all right, all right. All right, come on, stay focused. Then cometh Jesus. I worship and adore you. With them unto a place called Gethsemane. Somebody say Gethsemane. Gethsemane. And saith unto the disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. Shut up. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. Come on, somebody. My soul is exceeding sorrowful. Come on. Come on. Whose soul is exceeding sorrowful? Whose soul has some pains and some hurts and some lingerings of? Come on, somebody. Even unto death, tarry ye here and watch with me. And when he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Can we pause really fast? Because this is why we came into the scripture. Listen, letting go of the narrative. Listen, he had a little, Lord, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. Nah, never mind. Not my will, thine will be done. See, some of us, one of us, a few of us, maybe one of us, maybe me. Okay, I'll take it. Okay, I'll take it. Maybe me. Maybe it's just me. Okay. Maybe it's just me, and hold on to God, take this from me because you know how what's going on and you know, and it's not fair and this and that and come on, somebody, 1 hour later. And come on, somebody, 1 year later. And come on, somebody, 10 years later. And we holding on to And we holding on to this part that we, like Jesus said, let this cup pass from me. That's the expression of that sorrowful heart, that pain, even that fear, right? And I'm hearing the Holy Spirit that even we can do that with the past and we're holding on to. But guess what happens? It slows us down and it keeps us from like quickly experiencing the glory of God and the freedom of God and the peace of God and the blessing of God. And sometimes I'm hearing the Lord say that we gotta be careful not to fall in love with the pain and not to fall in love, come on, with the sorrow and not to fall in love with the grief. Come on, somebody, that we've learned how to console ourselves in those places, and then it makes it even more harder to let go. And sometimes we just like to hear ourselves complain about the thing or rehearse the thing, amen, hallelujah, because we find comfort in it. But like Jesus, who is sorrowful even unto death, he said, okay, nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Nah! Sometimes we gotta let it out, but then be quick to grab hold of God, not my will, your will be done. God, not my will, your will be done. In this project, in this endeavor, in my career, my profession, in my family, and in my love life, not my will, thine will be done. How about that? How about the quicker we grab hold of that, thine will be done. Doesn't mean that the pain won't disappear immediately. But if I grab hold of that will be done, okay, maybe I'm talking to myself, so I'm gonna just talk to me. Mika, you grab hold of thine will be done. Guess what you're grabbing hold to? You're grabbing hold to virtue. You're grabbing hold to power. You're grabbing hold to resurrecting power. That's dealing with that death. You're grabbing hold to prosperity. You're grabbing hold to the hand of God, amen, that's going to pull you up out of. That's going to pull you through. That's going to bring you into. Your true identity. Your land flowing with milk and honey. You're grabbing hold to the problem solver. You're grabbing hold to reconciliation. You're grabbing hold to okay, can we continue? Yes, we can. Shall I proceed? Yes, indeed. Come on, somebody. Verse 39. And he went a little farther. No, I read that part. Hold on. Okay. Verse 40. And he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep and saith unto Peter, what? Could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. Now, listen, his narrative changed. He said, okay, God, if this is not going to pass, except for I got to drink this, your will be done. Let's go. Let's go. Come on, where my ride is at for Jesus? Come on, let's go. Come on, let's go. I think about, and I don't know if this is, okay, y'all. I don't know if this is okay to be like, but let's stay in the spirit with it, okay? Let's stay in the spirit. Amen. But I think about like people that say they like ride or die. We riding or dying. Okay, like Bonnie and Clyde type thing. Come on, somebody. It's not like they ain't gonna be a battle, but they already got a mindset. Let's go. I know who I'm with. I know who my Lord is. Come on, we gotta toughen up in the spirit. We gotta toughen up. Come on, somebody. Somebody said toughen up. Okay, maybe it's just me. Toughen up, Mika. Toughen up, Pastor Mika. Come on, let's go. This ain't for wimps. This ain't for weaklings. Come on, somebody. Thank you, Jesus. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then cometh he to his disciples and saith unto them, sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand and doeth betray me. Something that in this passage that we just read that the Holy Spirit is reminding me of is we don't stop praying. Don't stop going to God. But as we keep going to God and say it's an issue that you haven't seen or a prayer that you haven't seen the manifestation, but do you notice that Jesus's prayer, our Lord's prayer, it evolved? It wasn't the same prayer. Come on, somebody. Oh, praise Pastor Mika. It wasn't the same prayer. Although the outside was still the same. Still the same. I still gotta go fix this cross. He wasn't like, Lord. He didn't go to him the second and the third time. He didn't go to God and say, let this cup pass from me, God. Let it pass. Please let it pass. Please let it pass. Please don't make me do it. Come on. Our prayers should be evolving concerning that matter, that we're not just going the same thing, but God, either bless me with this or God, I need you to move in this. I need you to move in this. I need you to move in this. But like, no, but Lord, I already came to you and you already know how I need you to move. So now I just say, thank you that you are moving. I thank you that you are moving. And maybe it's in this hour. Maybe it's in the hour that tomorrow holds. Maybe it's in the hour that next week holds. So make me okay in this in between while I'm waiting. Let me see you in this time. Increase my understanding, right? That I'm evolving in my relationship with God. My prayer is evolving. So in essence, Jesus wasn't praying the same thing, although it was around the same topic, but now it's like, okay, thine will be done. God, okay, God, this is the cup that I gotta drink. Is this not gonna pass for me unless I drink it? That will be done. Thank you. Okay, strengthen me. Prepare me. Renew my mind. Help me. What in our lives God is saying, no, I want you to walk through this. No, I want you to do this.
No, I want you to be in this place, even though I know your flesh don't like it and your ways don't like it. But by you staying in this and walking through it, there's a you that you're going to meet. Just because God, I hear God saying this to somebody, maybe it's me, but just because he's not praying it away doesn't mean he's not praying it away. Come on, somebody. He's not praying it away because he is using it to show you a way. Show you the way. Show you you. So, what are we saying? What is the Holy Spirit saying? What is the Holy Spirit saying today? Because I want anybody who's listening that stayed on to this point. Come on, there's a blessing. You stayed on to this point, there's a blessing. Because God knows you ain't here for me. You here for the Lord. And God knows what he's doing. And he knows how he is using me. Come on, somebody. Come on. Come on. Thank you, Lord. So what's the Holy Spirit saying? That's what we need to know. What's the Holy Spirit saying? The Holy Spirit is saying, be quick to cast. Ooh! Okay, I just got it right, like a second right before I said it, y'all. Okay. Be quick to cast your will. I'm reminded. Ooh, be quick to cast your will. I'm reminded of some fishermen in the Synoptic Gospels. Come on. When Jesus told Peter and the boys. Let's hear it for the boys. No, okay. Stay on track. Jesus told Peter to cast your nets after they had toiled all night. And Jesus told them to cast your nets on the right side at a time where we definitely, if we didn't catch fish at the high time, because they're fishermen, skilled fishermen, so they know exactly what time of day or night or morning, amen? And the time that Jesus was telling them was not the time. It was not the time. But when they cast that net, they pulled up more than enough fish that the fishermen, the boats that was near them had to come and help them. Come on, somebody. I hear the Lord saying, be quick to cast your will. Ooh, for therein lies your blessing and your prosperity and your blessing when we cast the nets of our will and we retrieve the Lord's will. Come on, somebody. Be quick to cast your will. Be quick to cast your pain. Be quick to cast, amen, hallelujah, your desires. Be quick to cast. I'm talking about the good thing, the good. No, I don't want to let this go. This is good. Remember we talked to, the Holy Spirit brought up Abraham and his son? Uh-huh. Because God will do a checky check. God, you better round this message up. How? Because he'll do a checky check to see if you cleave into the thing that even I said I'm going to give you. Cast it. No, what you mean cast it? I just got this. You know how long it's been and how hard and how much I had to do? Cast it. Because therein lies a blessing and a miracles that we couldn't even, man's mind couldn't even conceive. Come on, are you ready for miracles, signs, and wonders? Come on, somebody. Come on, do you believe in the miracles, signs, and wonders? Come on, somebody. Do you believe in the healing power of Christ? Come on, somebody. Do you believe in the blessing power of Christ? Come on, somebody. I hope you got your hands extended and saying, I believe, Lord. I believe. And if there's any unbelief, help me with my unbelief. Y'all, God is doing something extraordinary, something unexpected. something eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, neither have entered into the heart of man for those who love him. For those who love him in this hour, in this day. I'm praying that God's grace will be with you, will be on you, and his miracle working power will be evident in your life, in this week, in this month, in this year. In Jesus' mighty name, may the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Yaverekeka Adonai Veshmerecha, Ya'er Adonai Panavalacha Vikoneka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasem Lacha Shalom. God bless you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.